Turf me to Jeremiah 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and to scatter the sheep of my pastors, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil you are doing, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds. And they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. They shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. I will preach to you a little bit today from my testimony, but this is not your usual testimony. I titled this message, Why I Hate Sissy Preaching. Those of us who are called to be preachers need to make a choice. We must decide whether we're going to be a man of God or whether we're going to be a sissy. Today, the sissy preachers are a dime a dozen. It takes guts to be a real manly preacher. Let it be known that God hates sissy preaching. Or you should probably want to know what sissy preaching then is. I have a few definitions. Definition one, it is false preaching or heretical preaching. Read a little bit here. Isaiah 30, probably read a little bit out of this. This is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. This is a good generation description of the present generation, but you don't need to be a heretic to be a sissy preacher. You can be doctrinally correct and be a sissy preacher. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23:32. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, neither shall they profit this people at all, saith the Lord. The second definition of sissy preaching is weak preaching. Notice the words, by their lightness. The sissy preachers cause people to err by their lightness. They may be theologically correct in their beliefs, but I will not preach the hard things of the scriptures. Weak preaching is sissy preaching. Definition three, unanointed preaching. Any preaching can be sissy preaching done without the anointing of God. Even fire and brimstone face ripping can be sissy preaching if God is not in it. All preaching must be done in God's power. God tells you to preach one thing and you preach something different. You will preach alone without God's help. And if you constantly ignore his leading, he may be forced to remove his leading from you. Never refuse or ignore his leading. Now on to the actual reasons why I hate sissy preaching. I hate sissy preaching because it fears man over God. Years ago, I was in a conversation with a former youth pastor of mine. We agreed that the Catholic religion was leading many into hell. I asked him, okay, why won't you evangelize them? He says, well, there's some saved people in Catholicism. I don't want to offend them. Sissy preachers do not want to offend people. What about offending God? In Acts 5:29, Peter and other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. It's better to offend man over God. Remember this, they're going to be more offended at you if you don't offend them now and they end up in hell. They're going to hate your guts if you sugarcoat things and they end up in hell because of it. A preacher fears man over God is a sissy. The second reason I hate sissy preaching is because it deceives souls in hell. Today there are many church-going individuals who think that they are saved, but are not. They once said a salvation prayer, but there's no conviction in it, there's no repentance, no real knowledge of what they're doing. Perhaps they even prayed a prayer wanting to escape hell, but kept living like the world. You know how I know this? I was once one of them. A man of God preaching with boldness will bring the true conviction of the need of salvation into these individuals. But a sissy will not wanting to offend anyone. I grew up in church. At the age of 4, I prayed what I thought was a salvation prayer. But there's no conviction, there's no repentance. I did it because my mom asked me, oh, you want to ask Jesus in your heart? I said, my attitude was like, sure, mom, that sounds good. And for 14 years, I thought I was saved. But I grew up in church. I was in church those entire years. Not one time did I have conviction that I was really lost. Those preachers were sissies. They would not tell me that I was lost. I thought I was saved. They thought I was saved. I knew that I was a sinner. I could not stop sinning. My parents had brought me up with a good moral compass. And I knew what was sin. I knew what wasn't. I just couldn't stop sinning. I couldn't figure out why. I figured if I was able to overcome my sins, I'd be right with God and head for heaven. I tried to overcome sin in the flesh, but you can't really fight flesh with flesh. If you fight flesh with flesh, flesh wins every time. But one day, one glorious day, the Holy Spirit came to me and told me, you know, all the sins you're dealing with, Jesus can help you with them. That night, I went home. I asked Jesus to take my sins for me. And that was when I was saved. Amen. But the main reason why I hate sissy preaching is because sissy preaching almost sent me to hell. I know there's untold millions out there under sissy preaching who think they're saved and are not. Had God not stepped in, I might still be lost today. To those true preachers out there, preach bold, preach hard. Don't be afraid to step on toes because you're rescuing souls. Now on to the third reason. Sissy preaching hinders the work of God. Luke 11:52. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Like I said, when I was saved, it was not by preaching, but by God deciding to manifest them to me. God literally had to sidestep preachers to get to me. I hate sissy preaching because it hinders the work of God. God had to bypass that pastor and that youth pastor to get to me. Are you going to do the work of God, or is God going to have to bypass you to get his work done? Sissy preaching literally hindered me from getting into heaven. If God is forced to sidestep you, he may already have removed his anointing from you and stamp Ichabod on your forehead. Under sissy preaching, the lost aren't motivated to get saved. The saved aren't motivated to get sanctified. I hate sissy preaching because it lacks anointing of God, because it hinders the work of God, and because it deceives souls in the hell. If you're called to preach, you must make the decision whether you're going to be a man or a sissy. Will you be a Jack Hiles or a Joel Osteen? Will you seek to preach God or man? Will you preach and encourage the work of God, or cause it to grow stagnant and be hindered? And ladies, if you're called to marry a preacher, don't marry him if he's a sissy. I'll close with this. If I was in your church, when you're pastoring a church in the future, and I was in there as a lost teenager, would I be still lost today because you weren't willing to preach the truth?